Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Second Time Around by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Jan Maxwell.
The stockholders' meeting, or maybe the stockholders' uprising is a better way to describe the event, took place on April 21st at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. It was an unseasonably cold and wintry day, but suitably bleak considering the circumstances. The headline 2 weeks earlier that Nicholas Spencer, president and chief operating officer of Genstone, had been killed in the crash of his private plane while flying to San Juan, had been greeted with genuine and heartfelt grief. His company expected to receive the blessing of the Food and Drug Administration for a vaccine that would both eliminate the possibility of the growth of cancer cells and bring to a halt the progression of the disease in those already afflicted, a preventative and a cure that he alone was responsible for bringing to the world. He named the company Genstone, a reference to the Rosetta Stone that had unveiled the language of ancient Egypt and allowed the appreciation of its remarkable culture. The headline proclaiming Spencer's disappearance was followed in short order by the announcement from the chairman of the board of Genstone that there had been numerous setbacks in the experiments with the vaccine and that it could not be submitted to the FDA for approval in the foreseeable future. The announcement further said that tens of millions of dollars had been looted from the company, apparently by Nicholas Spencer.
I'm Marcia DiCarlo, better known as Carly, and even as I sat in the roped-off media section at the stock...